Runk.
Welcome to a super cult production of Congratulations. Just touched down. We touched down, dude. We're back. We were back from the road, you know, and it's great. If you like this podcast, which you do because you're listening, you know, and you're in our cult, this is how it is. And if you like the podcast, subscribe to Super Cult Studios, subscribe to the page. We put out this and we put out Lifeline. I'm sporting the Lifeline merch here. You can go to chrisdalia.com to get all the merch you need. Lifeline and the Chris D'Elia merch and the Congratulations podcast merch and all that shit, man. We had tour exclusive merch that's going, selling like hotcakes. We were in Atlanta and DC, but it's all good. We'll get to that. I appreciate you listening, but like and subscribe to the channel, man. I can't break fucking 596,000. I don't understand what it is. and I don't understand what it is. All I know is that I can't break that, and I can't get the money out of my fucking TikTok account because I don't know the goddamn, I don't know the code or whatever to get the fucking thing in, the token, that the extra app that they have to use. I don't want to do, it's the authenticator app. Figured it out, dude. Need Ginkgo Biloba. All good, dude. But you can go to chrisley.com, get your fucking periwinkle life rip shits. Puffy as fuck, dude. Or the new brown Choco. Shits, life rips. Hell yeah. Those are nice and dusty because they've been over there near my floor. Whatever, though, dude. We've got hoodies on the floor. That sounds like it would be a rap song. And that's what's up, dude. Like and subscribe. Just popped in one of my Pure Spectrum gummies right there. Let me tell you something to keep me happy. I swear to God, there's no THC involved, and they keep me happy as shit. They keep me at a level. Dude, I barely get fucking frustrated. I do the meet and greets and my shit, and I meet 100 people, and I'm just asking them questions like I'm interested, dude. And I'm not even, I don't feel high, but I'm just like, wait a minute, am I happy? Is this a CBD? I don't know, but we've got the link in the show notes down below, and you can get 10% off if you click that and use the promo code congrats for all your CBD stuff. There's... Actually, can you hear me? There's actually so many CBD shits. There's face cream and everything. There's bath salts. I don't know what the fuck, man. But yeah, dude. So that's what's up. We're here living the sober lifestyle. We're living a sober lifestyle. I love when I go to the cities and I do the meet and greets because, you know, I sell like 100 tickets for a meet and greet after the shows. And sometimes I see people that are in the meet and greets that are actually in the on the Discord in my Patreon, if you want to get the Patreon, patreon.com/chrisdalia. But I met someone that said she was like, you shouted me out on your I remembered. I was like, I know you. I just remember her from the Discord because I see everyone chat and all that shit, and I chime in. But she was like, I was like, I know you. And she's like, yeah, you shouted me out on your podcast once. I was 8 months sober. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, I'm proud to announce now that I'm 25 months sober, dude. And good on her, man. Congrats to her. Fighting the good fight. But I love hearing that. And I met some other people on the Discord and shit. It's just cool. Why does my fucking thing keep going out? Yes, dude, it keeps going out. That's annoying, but it's all good, my babies. So I went to Atlanta and Washington, D.C. Look, you never know what you're going to get on the road. You never know what you're going to get. I touched down to Atlanta, brought the fucking family. It was beautiful. Brought the family, long flight. Calvin fucking killed it. On the flight was great. Playing his pad. He wants to play his pad. Is he getting hooked on screens? Maybe. Is the boy getting hooked on screens? Maybe. Did I always want to be the father that had pride in the son when he was at a restaurant not using an iPad? Yeah, I did, dude. Is he using an iPad? No. Is he using a different kind of pad that has games on it? Yes. Do we fucking say that that's not the same thing to make us feel better? Yes, we do, dude. But we're good parents. Because we limit the pad use, but he always wants to use the pad. I'll tell you, man. He always wants to use the pad. He wants to play games on the pad. So what the fuck, dude? So we use that, you know, He gets to eat what the fuck he wants on flight days, and he also gets to play what the fuck he wants on flight days. But the problem is we have so many fucking flight days, so it's like he gets to eat whatever he wants and do whatever he wants pretty much every fucking 3 days out of the week, which is way too many days, dude. There's only 2 days on a week on a weekend. That's when everyone does whatever the fuck they want. My son has three, so it's like, I don't know, I'm flying around, you know, I'm not using masks and shit. It's like, oh, I'm going to be in Oakland coming up, and they you don't have to be vaccinated to get in. I thought the city of Oakland was going to make you vaccinate yourself to get to my show, and I double-checked on that, thank God. Dude, I'm not going to do anything where you have, unless they pay me like a bajillion dollars, I don't want to do anything where like they're making you do shit. I don't like that. And I think I got one show coming up where they're like, the city is mandating masks because the show's too big, whatever, he fills fucking seats up. But I'm not going to do it. Moving forward, I'm not doing that. It's so uncomfortable to be sitting with a fucking mask on. And I've been flying everywhere, and I'm not getting fucking COVID. So it's like, whatever, dude. Maybe I'm irresponsible. If he's irresponsible, I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm living. Maybe I'm the wrong guy. Maybe I'm the wrong side of history. Maybe I am. But who knows until history happens. And I'm not even, you know, I'm not Republican or Democrat, dude. I'm me. And don't push me, I say. But, dude, you know? So, yeah. And you can go get other tickets at chrislea.com. I'll be in Savannah, Georgia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. And Denver, and just all sorts of fucking crazy. Stockton. I'm going to hopefully get a bulletproof vest. Yeah, I went to Atlanta, and Atlanta's great. Atlanta has some weird fucking people in it, you know? Like, Atlanta has weird-shaped people. Like, I don't understand what's going on with Atlanta's people. White, black, doesn't matter. That's pretty much all that's in Atlanta. But it doesn't matter what race you are. You're weirdly shaped, dude. They've got regular people that are good-looking, but you'll have, like, someone in Atlanta that has, like, an ass on their shoulders. And you're just like, how do you shit? Laying down? I don't understand the people in Atlanta. Their jaw will just like come the fuck out further than their nose, and they'll have an ass on their shoulders. And they'll just be like someone that works at a bank, not at a carnival, you know? Anyone with an ass on their shoulders anywhere else in the country works in a tent. They work around many collars and flags and shit. And things that twist and turn too much. But in Atlanta, that guy works as a barista. And he's just like, can I take your order? What the fuck's up with the shapes of Atlanta's people? People be walking around, they're like six hexagons in a hat. I don't understand. It's so crazy, dude. It's insane. And we were in Atlanta, and I'm walking around Atlanta like, dude, in Atlanta, you fucking, like, B.O.B. came out to my show. That's a good-looking motherfucker. I can't lie. That's a good-looking motherfucker. You know, and if I were black right now, I'd be like, pause, but I'm white and I don't say pause. I stand by it, and I know I'm hetero. But he's a good-looking motherfucker. He came out to my show. He brought some merch. I meant to wear it for the podcast. Fuck, I'll have to wear it next time. Brought me some Strange Clouds hats or something and a fucking shirt. With the, when I wear it, looks like I fucking smoke weed, dude. And I'm hip, dude. I'm hip. I'm cool. I want to fucking support the homies. But B.O.B. came out, had some cool pants on. And we fucking love B.O.B. and this family, dude. Strange Clouds. You know? So yeah, he came out. And we did the show in Atlanta. It was great. 2,700 people came out. Whoops, dude. 27,000 people came out. Whoops. And we had a good time. And Lulu Gonzalez went up and fucking killed it. It was really cool, man. Because she's like, I don't know if she'd been doing stand-up. I thought she had been doing stand-up for longer because she's very funny. But I think she'd been doing it for like 8 years. And I saw her at the Laugh Factory. I was like, this fucking, she's very funny. And I wanted her to come on tour with me. And I brought her on tour. And I think that she was like, I mean, I think, she said, she was like, this was the biggest crowd she's ever played. And I felt, it felt really cool because she was so excited. And we did the Atlanta show. And the Atlanta show was great. And then we did, and then I brought, and then Mike Linocci went on. And then I went on, right? And then we packed up and we fucking went to D.C. And I'll get into D.C., but when we went to D.C., let me tell you, like, what I say is on the road, you never know what you're going to get. And the Atlanta crowd was hot as shit, dude. The Atlanta crowd was great. Thank you, Atlanta. And I love Atlanta. I bleed Atlanta. Do you know what I mean? My soul is in Atlanta in a way. And I have an Atlanta soul, so sue me, right? So, and then when I went to Washington, D.C., I'm always like, I never know, like, what side Washington, D.C. is going to be when it comes to the humor shit. Like, when you go to San Francisco, you can't do certain jokes. I still do them, baby. What's it matter now? I still do them, right? What are you going to take from me at this point? And, but D.C., you know, I go on stage and I talk about the shit. I make jokes about, you know, different sides of the spectrum, and I never know how it's going to land. And let me tell you something, dude. I thought D.C. was going to be more liberal than it was, and holy motherfucker, dude, that crowd was so happy that I was pushing, dude. That crowd was so happy I was pushing, man. That crowd was loving it. 3,000 people were fucking just, and Lulu went up, and holy shit, dude, Lulu went up, and just from jump, bub. Boom, dude. And then Mike went up and ba-boom. And then I went up and, you know how the story goes, right? I don't like to be fucking egotistical, but ba-boom, right? Of course. I mean, they came for me. And, man, dude, that DC shit. I did a little bit of roast of the fucking DC. I'll put it on my second channel, the Chris D'Elia channel, on YouTube. Put a little stand-up on there and maybe some for my TikToks because, you know, I put it up there fucking because now I fucking shoot everything because you got to shoot everything no matter what you're doing. If you're a fucking celebrity, you have to shoot everything unless you're Leonardo DiCaprio or fucking Will Smith. Oh, Will Smith fucking shoots everything. Unless you're Ryan Gosling or Leonardo DiCaprio, you got to shoot everything. You got to be like, I had a doctor's appointment the other day and I literally was like, where's my camera guy? And I was like, wait, this is a doctor's appointment. Mr. D'Elia, you're dying. Gunk. Gunk, gunk, like those fucking TikToks. Gunk. Or no, fucking. Mr. D'Elia, you have stage 4 cancer. Dong, dong, dong. Dong, 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 dong. Me in the coffin. Dong, dong, dong. Dong, 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 dong. Some other guy's there in TikTok doing a fucking Sagabo. Dong, dong. Some girl's showing her ass. Dong, 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 dong. Just farting on my coffin. Sagabo. Dong, dong. Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I thought it was saying soccer ball, but whatever. You guys don't even know that song's from the Beatnuts. I do, dude, because I'm an OG. I can see him right there by the window. That's in one of those fucking songs, Beatnut song. So fucking I got a guy following me everywhere. It's all good. I got my own version of TMZ. And it's all good, dude. TMZ came up to me the other day talking about David Arnold. Rest in peace, David Arnold. I can't believe we fucking lost him. He was like 54. He had two daughters and a wife. Man, that guy was a funny motherfucker, and he was just about to hit, dude. He had a second Netflix special come out. He was just starting to do some theaters. Fucking sharp dressed man always, looking real good, being funny, just charismatic as shit. And he just had a heart attack and fell and hit his fucking head, dude. And we love David Arnold, man. And, you know, we've been losing a lot of comedians lately. Him, Teddy Ray, and Jack Knight. And it's just rough, man. It's rough. It's rough when anyone loses anyone. But rest in peace to those three. And then most recently, David Arnold. yeah, he was a good one, man. I was just fucking talking to him. I just did a show with them at the Laugh Factory. It's brutal. Yeah. But, so, What was I going to say? I was going to talk about DC. I went to DC and did I put it in my notes? I barely fucking wrote any notes. I'm good at this, dude. I go to DC and like DC is a very interesting city, Washington DC, because Washington DC is a very very interesting city. But the thing about Washington DC is that always blows my mind. First of all, the White House looks like it's every other building looks like the White House, which is fucking crazy. Like fuck, so many columns. Like there's so many columns everywhere. Like it's just some fucking grand. Like where are we, Rome? You know, it's fucking. And we went to visit to the Capitol building, and we saw, you know, everything up there with the Capitol building. And they were all like scaffolding and shit. And you go up to them, and you're like, "Hey, what are you redoing the place?" And they're like, "Well, we're just making sure that the structure, the integrity of the structure is sound after the." And you're like, "Dude, this is just so people fucking can't get in, right? Because we're supposed to be able to fucking walk right up to it. Hey, just walk right up." And yeah, it's crazy. You look at the fucking walls on the Capitol building, they have like steps on them, like grooves in them. Like it's like they're inviting you to just like climb up. Those fucking, what do you call it? The policemen were just standing there. And when the fucking January 6th insurgents were crawling up, they would just be like, and whoa, you're just like, got it. And the police would just be like, with their fucking hands, oh, and then, se acabó, tong, 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 tong. But what's crazy about fucking Washington, D.C. is, here's the thing. You need an update, Washington, D.C., okay? You need an update, all right? Do you know why? Because in like the year 1850, there weren't that many people. When was the car made? Like 19-something or before that? It's like 19,000? 1900s and like eight, you know? I know. I read a book about Henry Ford when I was in fucking school, dude. And it was a picture book. And so, and he, like, in 1850, it was fine to have, like, everything's so close to each other, like the Washington Monument, like the fucking, the Lincoln Memorial. Man, I always think of when I think of the Washington Monument, I always think of, what's his name? Talib Kweli saying, "And my cash looked more like dicks than a Washington Monument." So bad. And our cash looked more like dicks than a Washington Monument. So bad. And so, and real hip hop heads would be like, "But that's real hip hop. You know what I mean? That's real hip hop. Our cash looked like dicks more than the Washington Monument." If you want to know if hip hop lyrics are actually really good, say them in a radio announcer voice. You know what I mean? Like when you hear, "Yo, shorty, it's your birthday. Oh, shorty. And you know, we don't give a fuck. It's your birthday." Like, you're like, fuck yeah, dude. In Vegas, that's nice. But when you say it like, "Go, shorty, it's your birthday. And you know, we don't give a fuck because it's not your birthday." Then you realize, okay, it's actually bad. "Our cash stack more like dicks than the Washington Monument. Tonight at 11. And so, anyway, it was fine in 1850, okay? But hey, it's 2022. Not only are there fucking bicycles, not only are there cars, but there's Ubers. Someone will just drive you four blocks away to where the president lives. Should be illegal. Dude, you can just walk up to where the leader of the free world resides? Hey, that's got to change because of dirty bombs and crazy people. I want my president living way out there, just like in a side of a fucking mount. I want him safe. I don't give a fuck who it is. Trump, the lizard Biden, it doesn't matter. I don't care who it is. You know, whether it's Trump or fucking Joe Biden, and if he's just fresh from the ocean and he fucking shed his scales and he came back into this White House. I want the White House in the side of a fucking mountain in the middle of some place where there's other mountains that look just like it and we can't tell which mountain it's in. Dude, it's so insane that in this day and age that you can just, hey, just walk right up. You could be staying at a W hotel and just walk three blocks and yell for the president through his wind. Press! Biden! I'm in room 315 at the W Hotel if you want to come in. I'm getting fucking sliders. Biden trying to sleep. God damn it. Because this is a lizard. But yeah, dude, that's got to change. This is why I say tradition ruins everything. Because the president lives there still because he lived there for since 17 or whatever the fuck it was, you know? I'm bad with dates. But you need to update that shit with the time. Tradition ruins everything. Wars and every, but even more than religion, religion is tradition. Any tradition is fucked up, right? My dad used to want to read the fucking, what was the train Christmas book? What's that called? Polar Express. Every Christmas day he wanted to read it. And that was cool when I was 6 and 11. But dude, we had to stop him like 5 years. I'm 42. 5 years ago, I'm like, Dad, I just, you know, it's like, it's fine. I get it. He's just like, but the magic of Christmas. And I'm like, I'm 37. That's fine. Can we just not read it? And he's like, but it's tradition. Then you get me all pent up. And then before you know it, I don't want to come over for Christmas. That's a very micro to the world's macro. But I'm saying that kind of shit is the micro. And the macro is walking up to the fucking White House and rocket launcher in the new fucking device, the VP. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You could just pop in an Uber and be like, the White House. Like, I get it, America, but also chill, right? I don't know. It's all fucking, the world's gone to shit, dude. It's fine. The Queen died. And that's another thing, dude. There you go. Tradition. So fucking annoying. Oh, there's still queens and kings? Dude. Huh? Hey, that's that. First of all, that's insane. You know what? There are going to be queens and kings until you build cars. If you have cars, which pretty much we all do, no kings and queens anymore. Like if you're fucking working, you know, in South Africa trying to mine blood diamonds and you got to get everywhere with like one Jeep and a few fucking lions or whatever. Or, you know, like what you've got like two Jeeps and then other men carry everyone else. Then there can be a king, right? Because you need to fucking make people want to carry you. But if you've got like multiple cars and shit and trains and airplanes, dude, no queens, no kings. It's insane. It's so weird. And she died and now the fucking guy with the fucking sausage fingers got to be the king. You see his hands? He looks like, what's that fucking scene from Big China, or whatever the fuck, Big Trouble in Little China when the guy blows up? He looks like he's fucking 5% into that scene. What's his name? Charles? Now he's King Charles. And he's like 70 what, you know? God, that guy. I just hope he should fucking die soon, you know, with his little sausage fucking, with his Farmer John fingers. Oh, no, it's just, you know, of course, all glory to the Queen, but it's just like, you know, what happens when she dies, right? My sausage fingers get more rings on it. You know what happens, right? I get to be the King. No, it's fine. Like, it's all good. Like, I want her to be the Queen, but it's like, you know what happens when she dies, right? I become the most important man in Britain. And then she died and he just goes like this. All right, here we fucking go. She died and he was just like, with his fucking sausage fingers, putting on the Ray-Bans, putting on the aviators. What happened? What happened? She died. What happened? The Queen died. Hit the wrong button. Fuck yeah, dude. So now he's the fucking king and he's going to die in like 5 years. dude. The lengthy. She was the queen for like 900 years, and he's going to be the king for 6 months. Talk about the fucking raw end, dude. He could have just been scooping that pussy up, and now he's just like, you know, it doesn't work, right? Now he's just got to fucking be like ruling. Also, you're not doing shit at that point when you're ruling a country and you're fucking 75. I feel like the president actually does real work and the king's just like, you know, bring me some more lemonade. And don't allow blacks in here. Apparently, like, she was so racist, but she had fucking 45 dogs. And she treated the dogs better than the minorities or something, the queen. I don't know. I don't mean to fucking, I have no idea. This podcast, you come here for hard-hitting news, but honestly, I'm going to tell you when I don't know and I don't know. I'm the fucking king of England. How about that? How about fucking that? How about them apples? I got a number. How about them apples? I watched that movie. I walked in the other day and Kristen was like watching fucking, you know, it's like, I love her. She saved my fucking life, dude. She's a princess and I love her. She saved my life. She's one of the reasons I'm still here today, dude. And I walked in and she was watching fucking Good Will Hunting and I just go, God damn it, I want to watch something bad. I don't like good movies, dude. And she was like, I never saw it before. And she said it and her voice was all Christmassy and it was beautiful. And I was just like, okay, well, oh, yeah. And she was like, is it a good, it's a good movie. And I was like, it is a good movie, you know. But those movies I only want to watch once. Really fantastic, deep, emotional movies. I want to watch them once and then I'm out. Now, that's because me, for 38 years of my life, I didn't want to feel my feelings. Yes. That's because for 38 years of my life, I kept my walls up and I didn't want to experience loneliness. Yes, of course, dude. And I kept my face in my phone because I thought that that meant I was cool being alone. But really, I was just distracting my loneliness. Yes, we did that, dude. And I've learned that in therapy and it's all good. But now I have to watch movies and I have to cry. And that shit is too much. So I'm watching Good Will Hunting. I've seen it once and I know I cried during the movie, just like I fucking cried during the movie Braveheart. And I've seen it once, okay? And I've never seen Braveheart again. Because it's too emotional and there's too much brown in it. Okay? And to be frank, there's too much brown in Good Will Hunting too. It's just too much. It's just like, put colors in it more, you know? Have blue in the fucking thing. And I'm watching Good Will, and she's like, sit down and watch it with me. And I'm like, I didn't really want to. But then I was like, this movie's so good. If I just sit down and watch it for like 5 minutes, I bet I'll hook into it. But I'll then resent that I did that because I didn't want to do that. And now that I'm basically just tricked. This is the kind of mind fucking bullshit I go through. I don't want to watch Good Will Hunting. She wants me to watch Good Will Hunting. I know it's a good movie. I'd probably like it if I sat down and started watching it, but I don't want to, but I should do that for her. So I'm going to sit down and try to fucking just experience it. And then maybe I'll hook into it and want to watch the rest of it. But then I'm going to be secretly upset with her because she kind of called the shots. Absolutely fucking insane. Those were all the thoughts I went through. Okay? No bullshit. I'm being honest with you guys, even though I don't want to, right? I'm sitting there with a fucking Disney princess. She's the fucking love of my life, right? This is what's happening. And I'm the fucking guy going through all this shit. And she's just sitting watching fucking Robin Williams. Just like, but you don't know what it feels like to look in person at the fucking goddamn Mona Lisa, whatever the fuck he says. Crazy. Sistine Chapel. And so now I'm sitting there. And then she's like, fuck. Fuck, gotta start school. And I'm like, what? 20 minutes into me sitting watching Good Will Hunting. Gotta start, fuck. Gotta start school. And I'm like, huh? She's like, I got my Zoom class. I'm a therapist. And I'm like, so you can't watch the rest? She's like, I'll watch it later if you want. And I'm like, the fuck, I hooked in. I fucking hooked into the movie. I didn't want to hook in. I got to do class. If I miss one more, I fail. Because you had to go to the bridesmaids thing, right? Fucking fuck, dude. So you can't miss another class because you went to the fucking, the bachelorette party, right? Now I got to sit. And I don't even want to watch a movie and I'm in. So I want to watch a movie even though I don't want to watch a movie and I got to watch this fucking thing. Fine. She does school. And then she's like, can you actually watch it upstairs? And I'm like, I didn't even want, now I got to go in another room and do some shit I don't want to do even though I want to do it. So I'm watching fucking, you know, and I realize, oh, you saved my life and you're fucking Disney princess. I love you. But now I got to sit and watch him fucking alone. Like, it's not your fault. It's like, I know, that's not your fault. Don't fuck with me. It's not your fault. Don't fuck. And I'm sitting here and Cal's crashing a fucking dino truck into my leg. And I'm hooked in. I watch all of Good Will Hunting again. I watch the fucking thing again. He had to go see about a girl. That's what happened at the end. It's fucking like 2-3 callbacks in that movie that make you cry your fucking eyes out. So I watched it, dude. I watched it again. I'll be damned if I watch fucking Braveheart again, though. I'll tell you that much. Look at this fucking Time magazine thing. From 1973. The man who will be king. And here he is. Prince Charles. Britain's Prince Charles. 49 years ago, dude. Imagine making the cover of a fucking thing. This guy's going to be king. Look at him. So happy. Leaning up against a tree. 49 years go by. And then he's like, nah, I don't even fucking want the thing. God damn it. It's not. I don't even fucking get to have blowjobs. What's the point in having king, being a king? I'm not going to get fucking sack jobs. It's like, so anyway, RIP to the queen. I got a fucking cut here in my head. Like, do you ever wake up with a cut? This hurts so bad. You can see it's on my forehead. If you're listening to it, it looks like a mini fucking stab wound that somebody did it with a pocket Swiss Army knife. I woke up and just all of a sudden, how does this happen, dude? It's like the same kind of mystery as like, where did my other sock go? You know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's got to be somewhere in this room. I just washed it and now the washing machine ate it. Do you ever wake up with a cut or a bruise and you're like, okay, well, alien switched my body out to another version of my body because I didn't hit my fucking head last night. And then today, Kristen's like, you're bruised. What happened? And I was like, it happened. Fucking, I woke up in D.C. And she was like, I said, did you notice it? And she said, yeah. I was like, well, why the fuck didn't you say anything about it? She's like, I don't know. I was like, did you fucking stab? Did you just fucking, while I was sleeping, with your fucking finger, take a chunk out? And it's hurt so much more than it should, dude. And I'm a real man. Cal fell and hit his fucking eye today, but he's okay. God, when he falls down, I just always tell him, the worst part's over. You already hurt. You're done. Love you, buddy. You're all good. Oh, dude, and he was eating at this place today. He was eating more than I have ever seen him eat. Like, and I know this sounds boring as shit, but just wait for it, okay? It gets better. But, you know, like, that's the last thing I want to hear is, like, how your son or daughter eats, you know? So his appetite, actually, lately, it's like fucking snooze city. I don't even want to hear what you ate. I don't even care what I ate, honestly. I forget. Try to think about what you ate for lunch. You can remember? No. Right? I can't remember. Tuna bowl. Took me a bit. And so Calvin was eating. We went to this place. I got the tuna bowl. He got the fucking eggs. He wanted, I said, what do you want, Calvin? He said, eggs. So I was like, oh, great. He rarely says what he wants. He either wants eggs or fucking, you know, macaroros. That's macaroni because it's what mom used to call it. And that's what I called it to him. And he took it and ran with it. It's all good. And, or he wants bacon. Okay. Can't always have bacon, obviously. Macaroros are very easy because usually we have macaroni in the kitchen because we're Italian. And eggs is very easy to make it even if we don't have it. But we were at the place he wanted eggs, so we got eggs. I was eating my tuna bowl and he was eating his eggs. And I have never seen him eat better than this. He was shoveling those fucking eggs in his mouth. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. This is the moment where he turns into a fucking boy. Because if you know anything about my son, which you probably know a lot about my son if you listen to this podcast regularly, because I talk about him quite often, but he's good at everything except doesn't want to eat, always wants to play. I'm like, are you hungry? And he goes, I know I'm not, you know, and stomps. Do you want, do you want Cheerios? No, I don't. Okay. Eggs? I don't. Okay. I got to guess. What do you want? And then finally, this time he's like, eggs. So I'm like, eggs. And he's shoveling the shit in his mouth. I'm like, did we crack the code? Did we figure out a fucking life hack? Right? And so he's eating the shit. I mean, bro, he's eating it so fast. And he's using the fork. He never used the fork. He always wants to use his hand. He's using the fork, putting it in his mouth. Dude, he's doing it like me. Like, I always like to have a piece of food in my mouth, and when I swallow, there's another piece of food in my mouth because I always want the flavor explosion in my mouth. When the shit's traveling down my esophagus and there's nothing in my mouth, that's wasted time. I want it always in my mouth. There's food always in my mouth. It's replacing the food sliding down my esophagus. It's always replacing the food sliding down, so I always have a fucking explosion of flavor in my mouth. That's always how I do it, dude. And I'm like, Calvin is doing like father, like son. And he's eating eggs and he eats the whole bowl, dude. And he takes a sip of spicy water, which is what we call club soda. He's an unspicy water. And so he eats the fucking club soda. He starts drinking the club soda. And we think the bubbles are getting to him in his head because he's going like this, or like this. And I'm like, you like the spicy water? And she's like, oh, something's going on. And he just goes, bleh. Dude, when I tell you, it was like a sprinkler went off. It was like an egg sprinkler went the it was like a geyser went off sideways slowly. It wasn't, and it kept coming. All the eggs and then eggs from a past life just spilled out. And Kristen goes, whoop, like she was Ozzie Smith, just scooping a bouncer. Just caught all of the eggs, all of his spit up. And then he goes, because it's scary as shit. When you're 2.5, he has never thrown up that much. He probably thought, why did my insides come out? So I picked him up and I held him and I said to him, and he was crying, and he said, hey, buddy, that's okay. You know what? That happens to me sometimes too. And he stopped crying and he said, it does? And I said, yeah, it happens to everybody. And he fucking took a deep breath and that was it, dude. And it was a beautiful fucking moment. Because we're all human. And let's not forget that, dude. And I love being a dad. And I love being a dad, especially when my son throws up with eggs. Because I want him to feel comfortable. And I want to make him feel comfortable. And I want to be a good dad about that. Mm-hmm. And then I asked the guy for some milk. So Calvin could have some milk. And he brought over milk. And he was like, no, he didn't bring it over. He brought over a cup of ice. And he was like, you want ice with the milk? And I was like, you're not from Earth. Ice with milk? Honestly, if you drink milk with ice in it, I want you to unsubscribe from my podcast. I want you to shake hands with me. It's been fun. Thank you. I enjoy, if you've listened to every episode, great. I loved having you listen, but it's time we part ways. And I looked at him and I was like, and I said, no, thank you. Just the milk is fine. And Kristen laughed and I said, what? And she was like, just you. And I was like, no. We're not doing that with this. Okay. No. What is it? And she was like, You you don't want ice with milk. And I was like, have you ever drank ice with milk? And she was like, no. And I said, well, then what's the problem? And she was like, well, it's just, you have your rules. And I was like, that's not my rule. That's like putting ice in peanut butter. So I fucking, I don't know, man. One time I was eating cereal with my friend Mitch. And he had cereal too, and we were both eating cereal. It was late at night, and I was like, you want something to drink? And he was like, what? I was like, do you want something to drink? I'm going to the fridge. And he was like, I'm eating cereal. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, why would I want something to drink while I'm eating cereal? And I was like, what's happening? And he was like, that's like asking, do you want water when you're drinking water? And I don't agree with him, but I fucking think about it all the time, dude. Because he thinks milk is in it, dude, and you're just drinking and eating at the same time. Fuck, man. I don't know, man. I drink fucking spicy water when I'm eating cereal. I don't know. Football's back. Do we give a shit about that? I think that's cool, right? I'm going to watch Monday Night Football with my friend David Sullivan because he really wants to. And the guy fucking keeps trying to cancel on me, man. He's like, nah, I'm not coming over. And I'm like, we got to watch some bad movies, dude. I don't like good movies, man. Somebody sent me the Indiana Jones trailer that's going to come out now. I'm like, fucking, what is it? Indiana Jones 6? 5? It's like, I don't, okay. Harrison Ford's 80? Like, you know? He's, what is he? He's 80? What is he? He's like 85? It's like, get a new indie. Didn't they try to make Shia LaBeouf Indiana Jones, like his son or some shit? Wasn't there aliens in that one? What's up with Indiana Jones? They just don't really know what the fuck to do anymore. There was aliens in the last one, and now they're going to have him be 85 swinging a rope, looking for the Holy Grail? I was never an Indiana Jones fan. Too much brown in the movie. But I'm going to watch that trailer. My buddy sent it to me, and he was like, you should watch. I can't wait for it. I'm like, nah, dude. This is great, though, right here. Twist is a ventriloquist now, the rapper.
What up, y'all? This your boy Twista, and
this is the most thing I've ever seen in my fucking life, dude. You know how fast he rapped? He was just like, but sentences, dude. Twista would just be like, but saying sentences that fast. And now, dude, first of all, he's got a fucking ventriloquist with a backwards hat on and a shirt that I would wear from American Apparel in fucking 2006. And Twista is sitting there, dude. And this is,
hey, it's a little Twista, you dude.
Dude, ventriloquism sucks. Hey, it's 2022. We're done with that like we're done with mimes. You know why? There are video games that you can just literally insert yourself in. Hey, ventriloquism, we're past that. Hey, Twista, weird hobby.
Hey, what's up?
I could do it, dude, you know? I feel like, honestly, if I tried hard for a day, I could be one of the best ventriloquists in the world.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm Little Chris.
Dude, I'm good.
Hey, what's up? I'm Little Chris. What's going on? What the fuck? Hey, what the fuck? Somebody left the door open. Hey, Chris. Hey, Dick Chris, get your hand out of my anus. That's where it is, you know?
Yeah, I know, little Chris.
Hey, little Chris.
Just fucking drinking with it? God, how stupid.
Hey, it's 2022, Twista.
Damn, that was a live introduction. And you know it.
Do it yourself. You don't need the fucking... That's impressive on its own, dude. He's making all those noises with his fucking mouth, and then all he's doing is this.
When I gotta do it, I did it. Let him know. When I gotta do it, I did it. Let him know. When I gotta do it, I did it, and I can get it, and I can get on the stage and rock it, and I can kill it. I should get your cheese anyway, Twister.
I don't even know what this puppet is fucking saying, you know? Dude, Twista. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta have a fucking ventriloquist act for real. Like, I'm talking about go in, do two nights, do one is my comedy shit, and the next one is Chris D'Elia and Lil Chris. Ventriloquism at its finest. And then the next night I sell tickets for my ventriloquist act and I don't even practice. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Thanks so much. Before I bring Lil Chris out,
Hey, what do you mean?
What? Oh shit. I guess he came prematurely.
You got the same problem, don't you?
Ah shit. Stop roasting me.
Oh god damn, man.
Just not practicing.
Shorty. Don't say shorty.
Dude, if my dad saw this, Little Twisted doing ventriloquism, he wouldn't understand what was happening. And he's pretty with it, you know, for a 74-year-old. My dad would just be like, who's that and what is that saying? And also the guy, what is he saying? And he'd say, Twister? And I'd be like, no, like, yeah, but it's Twista. Oh, okay. And he's a singer? That's what the whole conversation would be. I'd be like, he's a rapper. Oh, okay. Who does he rap with? He did a big song with Jamie Foxx. The actor? Never mind. Twister. And then he'd walk away.
Austin Tall.
So loud, dude. Wow, what the fuck, dude?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Twister. And hey, it's Lil Twister, you dig?
Dude. You know? Just
hey, Lil Twister, you dig?
He's trying so hard not to move. Like, trying so hard not to move that it's making it like it's weirdly still. Like, dude, it's so funny, ventriloquist. When the puppet's talking, they're like this. Dude. Hey, what's going on, Little Twister? Is everything good?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're all good, you know?
Yeah, so anyway.
Hey, how come you're catatonic right now?
Wow, dude. And I make you a celebrity overnight. And I make you a celebrity overnight. And I make you a celebrity overnight.
And I make you a celebrity overnight.
So football's back, and I'm going to watch Monday Night Football, dude, and I'm going to watch, and I don't give a shit who's on, but my friend David Sullivan is coming over, and he was in a documentary. Dude, David Sullivan told me about a fucking documentary we had to watch that his friend was in. He was like, my friend just happens to be a fucking in a documentary. And I was like, oh, really? He was like, yeah, apparently he's all over it. And I was like, really? What's it about? He's like, January 6th, the insurrection. I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, it's all about the storming of the Capitol building. It's fucking crazy. We got to watch it. I was like, really? I was like, what streaming platform is it on? And he was like, I don't know. Let me look. Oh. And he picks up the phone, looks at the internet. He's like, oh, it's on a website. And I was like, well, here we go, dude. How bad could this be if it's not even on Roku? It's not even a fucking cartoon on Crunchyroll. Like, this shit isn't even fucking, there's not a sneak peek of it on Shudder. It's on a website. He's like, I guess I could just screen share it. And I was like, okay, bro, you know, just put it on. And he puts it on, dude. And the documentary is about January 6th. And we at least think we're going to get both sides of the story. If you're making a documentary about January 6th, it's probably going to be in the vein of what these people did to storm the Capitol are wrong. It's at least going to be that. It may be what these people did are wrong, but let's also talk to these people and see where their head's at. But it wasn't any of that. It was, this is why the insurrection or whatever at the Capitol building was the right thing to do. And here I'm sitting watching it and I'm realizing this and I'm like, when's your friend coming? And what's he gonna be saying? And we watch it, and the dude is his friend, and he's fucking like, yeah, well, we had to do this because this and that. And I look over at David, and David's like, oh. And I'm like, dude, were you part of January 6th? And he was like, wow. Dude, there's one guy talking to the fucking camera, and he was just like, I was standing there in the crowd. I don't know what the fucking documentary was called. I got to figure out. He was like, I was standing there in the crowd, and I just knew the right thing to do was to break into the Capitol building when I saw scriptures, physical scriptures, come down from the heavens like a big billboard, and I read them, and it told me to storm the Capitol. And the documentarian was filming it with music that made you know that the documentarian was on the guy's side. And I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck? And little Chris is like, hey, what's going on in there? Who's your friend? And how come your friends are fucking whack jobs? So now I'm going to watch Monday Night Football with this motherfucker. And I'm like, you know? I don't give a fuck who's the president, man. We're fucked no matter what. That's the whole thing about this. But he's a nihilist, you know? But it's all good, but he's a nihilist. Because I don't give a fuck who the... As long as the president isn't woke as shit, we're all good. Like, Biden is just a fucking puppet with all the motherfuckers behind him. I don't know. I don't like any president. I have not liked any president since Nixon, my favorite. Kidding. I have no idea. I'm political, you know what I mean? But football's back, so we're going to be that. And I like how, I guess, what's his name? The fucking Tom, the most famous one, Tom Brady, is doing, he's going to play another, he keeps coming out of retirement like he's fucking Jay-Z. Like he's, and he's doing another season, and now Gisele Bündchen, or whatever the fuck her last name is she's like, well, fucking, she moved out. She moved out because she was like, you gotta, yeah, I want you to spend time with the kids. And it's like, it's crazy to think of Tom Brady. Cause I, you know, I understand that kind of mentality because, you know, like when I do stand up, I don't know. I guess for a while I didn't want to really do it anymore 2 years ago, but now I fell in love with it again and I love being on stage. And then I'm thinking about like, if I were never able to do it ever again, would what is there to prove? But it's different though, because he's already won so much and is obviously the best. To keep wanting to play to me, I don't know, maybe that's why I don't have that mindset, you know, maybe I've never been competitive, but like I can't believe he wants to play again. And I get what Gisele is saying, because it's like at some point you made $1 billion, you're chilling, and you can continue to make $1 billion. It's not like the well of money that you fucking dip from is going away because of investments and endorsements and deals and shit like that and restaurants you're probably going to make, you know, and a fucking, you probably, you know, have stock in whatever company is making, you know, in some ayahuasca company that's going to be huge in fucking 9 years, you know, and or robotics or whatever the fuck those dog robots they have. He probably invested in that and he's going to be a quadrillionaire. But whatever it is, it's like, but he just wants to play, dude. And at some point, I kind of understand what Gisele's saying, because it's like, dude, I take my son on the road with me. And when he doesn't come with me, which hasn't happened yet, I don't think. And if I don't get to take my family with me, I'm going to be like really upset and lonely. And what I told you in the beginning of the podcast is I hate being lonely. Because that's when you got to sit and actually think about what the fuck is going on, especially when you're open doors, especially when the fucking doors be really open and the windows be really open too, and your chimney really be unclogged. And so it's like, how many years does he need to throw a ball? Because that's the thing. If I'm Tom Brady, which I am, and if my wife is Gisele Bündchen, which she is, and my kid are all of Tom Brady's kids, which he is. And my wife is like, I don't want you to do another tour. I want you to be with the kid. I would have some sort of resentment about it, but ultimately I want to be with the kid. But I don't know what the fuck their day-to-day is. I mean, they probably follow him. She probably wants him to be stable. Well, I'm supposing a lot of shit. I don't know. See, this is what I'm doing. This is what bloggers do. And then they write a fucking piece, and then it's like, fuck Tom Brady for doing this shit. But I don't know the answer, so I guess I'm just talking it out. Thanks for the therapy session, my babies. I don't know. Let's see what's up. Go get tickets to Crystalia.com. I'll be in Stockton and Oakland and fucking Raleigh and Savannah, Georgia, Denver, Boston. We added a second show. The fucking Wang filled up 3,500 seats. We added another one, dude. Let's sell that one out too, my babies. And I'm starting to tease you a little bit with these fucking Chicago. You know, I am playing Peoria and Rockford, but I'm teasing you with Chicago and I'm teasing you with New York. Your boy might be there in the beginning of the next year. He just might be there in San Diego. I'm also going to be, in Phoenix, I added a date. Or sorry, Tempe. And then Oxnard, I just added a date. Oxnard, California. But whatever, dude. Let's look at some of these motherfuckers. Let's look at the Tinder first. We always do the... Oh, yeah, I know Seinfeld did the Kith thing. And I did kind of want to talk about that because, you know, I like Kith. I always rep Kith. And then Seinfeld's just like 60 wearing Kith and stuff. But didn't they do it with... God, I always forget his name. Who? Buscemi? And then they also did it with... Didn't they do it with the fucking Jeff Goldblum or no? Was it Gucci or something? Whatever. But anyway, I like when they do it with the old guys, man. But now it's like, what am I going to wear fucking exactly the same thing that Seinfeld has wearing? Like fucking, I mean, so New York, you know? The way he's posing and shit with his hat. Seinfeld just like this. I saw a clip where fucking Seinfeld was like, but that's why a joke is magic. What did it say? That's why a joke is magic? I think a joke is magic. A miracle, even worse. I think a joke is a miracle. And it's like, oh yeah? A miracle's a miracle. A joke's a miracle. A joke's a miracle. One time I was watching an interview with fucking Jerry Lewis, and he was just like, and they were asking him about his comedy, about how something was like, I don't know if it was like something that was like either the way, they were like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know, talking about the hardships of it. And he just goes like this, that's comedy, babe. That's comedy, babe. Dude, imagine you seriously said to somebody, that's comedy, babe. Hey, and no matter what you work at, you can work at a fucking coffee shop. That's you know what? That's macchiato, babe. That's the way fucking, that's like saying the cookie, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's like, you're seriously going to be one of those guys? That's some old school shit. That's comedy, babe. Dude, I got to start saying that. That's comedy, babe. Yeah. Dude, I saw a truck in Atlanta that was so fucking big. It was so big, you can't get in it. It was so big, it needed a fire escape. It was so big, it was a plane. I mean, it was so big, dude. And it must have been $1,500,000. And then some really short dude got in it. It was fucking amazing, man. It was amazing. He hopped up into the thing. Like he did a chin up to get into it. He did a muscle up. He just went and got in, dude. It was unbelievable. And he started the car and it went tank 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 tank. Frank tank tank. Frank tank 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 tank. Dude, I do that good. That's Mario. Fuck yeah, dude. What about the one that went? Tuna tuna tuna. Tuna tuna tuna. Tuna tuna tuna. Dunna dunna dunna. Come on, sing it with me. Here we go. Dude, come on, everybody now. Wait, not yet. Everybody now with this part. This part's me. I got you, guys. Dunna dunna dunna. Dunna dunna dunna. Dunna dunna dunna. Dunna dunna dunna. Everybody with me now. Yam dam dum da na 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 na. Fuck yeah, dude. This is the podcast. Okay. That was a great episode. We had a good fun time. Thank you very much for listening and having a, you know, dude, you can go to get your Pure Spectrum gummies, go on over, get your 10% off. They got all things CBD, and use the code congrats. It's in the show notes below the video and all that. I got on coming up here, Stockton, California on tour, Oakland, California, I'll be there, Hollywood, California, Oxnard, California, Peoria, Illinois, Rockford, Illinois, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Savannah. Can't wait to do Raleigh and Savannah, Tempe, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Belco Theater, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Boston, Massachusetts, Albany, New York, Lakeland, Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida. And I will be adding more next year. Come on out and see me. That's it for the episode on YouTube. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, the uncut, unedited, raw episode, sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And for only $6 a month, you can get every episode. We do an extra episode a month that is not available for the public, only for the Patreon members, and you can get those. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to all of the ones that we've done so far. I think we've done like 17 so far. So you can go watch them now. You can also watch our thing that we do, Review Mode, and then I do a podcast thing with Kristen. You get content, all that content. So go over to Chris D'Elia, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia, and go check it out. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm gonna go get